Drill 4. Conditions and concessions. Number 1. If you don't wear a sweater when you go jogging in the early morning, you will catch a cold.
But my sweater is thin and ugly.
What does the man want the woman to do?
Number 2. Did you see the doctor about your coughing?
The doctor said if I keep smoking, it will increase my chance of having a heart attack or lung disease.
What is true about the man? Number 3. I promised Joseph that I would attend his party if I didn't have much work the next day.
Why not take me along?
Will the woman go to the party?
Number 4. I failed the test again.
If you had worked a little harder, you would have succeeded.
What does the woman mean? Number 5. If you're at the corner by 5 o'clock, I'll pick you up and take you home.
I have only a few lines to type.
What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 6. Look at my newly painted house there.
It would have been more pleasant if you hadn't painted it green.
What does the woman mean?
Number 7. Doctor, do I have to take some vitamin pills?
If you eat a well-balanced meal, you don't have to take any.
What does the doctor suggest? Number 8. Would you go to the cinema with me tonight?
If I had time, I would go with you every night.
What is true about the man? Number 9. If we had arrived later, we should have found the hotel full.
But we could go somewhere else.
What do we know about them from their conversation?
Number 10. What was the weather like during your holidays?
Not bad, but it would have been better if it were a bit cooler.
What was the weather like during the woman's holidays? Number 11. The boy would have been killed if the train hadn't stopped quickly.
It was a narrow escape.
What do you know about the boy?
Number 12. I'd like to drive to the concert, but my brother has the car tonight.
We can take the subway if we go a little earlier.
What does the man suggest? Number 13. Are you going to take Mary to the party tonight?
If you do not go with me, I will take her or somebody else.
What do we know from this conversation? Number 14. Where shall we go?
Since there aren't any tickets left for the concert, let's go to movies instead of going home.
What are they going to do? Number 15. You arrived early today.
Yes, the traffic was very light, even though it was rush hour.
How could the man arrive early? Number 16. Why is John always coughing?
I don't know, but he hasn't stopped smoking even though the doctor has told him that he must.
What can you know from this conversation?
Number 17. Mr. Stewart appears to be honest, but I don't think we can trust him.
No, Mr. Stewart is not what he looks like.
What does the woman probably mean? Number 18. How are they getting on with their research?
In spite of their continued failures, they still keep on trying for a good result.
How about their research now? Number 19. Except for the first question, the test was easy.
But Mary told me that the test was very difficult.
What did the man think of the test? Many newspapers talked a lot about the president's visit.
Although his visit received a great deal of publicity, very few people turned out to welcome him.
What can we know about the president's visit?
Number 21. How did you travel on your holidays?
Instead of spending 5 days on a ship, we went by jet.
How did the man travel? Number 22. We won't go tomorrow unless it stops raining.
Oh, come on. We should go in spite of the weather.
What do we know from the conversation?
Number 23. Although I had decided to call you, in the end, I wrote a letter to you.
But so far, I haven't received anything.
What did the man do?
Number 24. The young couple behind us have been talking for an hour. I wish it would be quiet.
It's annoying. I think this film would be good if I knew what the actors were saying.
What do we know from the conversation?
Number 25. Although Simon never means to tell, he just can't keep a secret.
Yes, he is not reliable.
What does the man think of Simon?